paragraph Dalet, v'zeh b'chinas isur orla. With this introduction, now we'll be able to understand the whole law of orla. Ki sholoi shnei orla heimachmas pegam eitz hadas ki yadua. Because the fact that for the first 3 years, the produce of a tree is forbidden to us, it's off limits, is because of the fact that Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, as is known, as is brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah, Umuva b'medrash. And the Medrash mentions this also. The Medrash says, Mi yegala ofer meinecha. Who's going to remove the dirt from Adam Arishan's eyes? That look at this. You, Hashem told you to wait, and you couldn't even wait an hour. And whereas your children wait 3 years before they can touch the produce. So we see the connection between the Eitz Hadas, the eating from the Eitz Hadas, which was a pigam of not waiting, versus the Jewish people who rectify that by waiting the 3 years. Ve'oz b'sholoshonim harishonim, she'oz shoira hora shel Eitz Hadas, and during those first 3 years, when the evil, the negativity of the Eitz Hadas is on the produce, is on the tree, oz osur legamri lechom me'aperos. That's why during those 3 years we are completely forbidden to eat from the fruit. Ve'al keinikroim b'shem orla, and this is why the Torah calls it orla, Zebchinas gasus hachomer shebo al yedei achilo she'eina bigdusha. Orla, Rav Nosson Zal is going to prove to us now that orla means the additional physicalness that comes upon a person when they eat improperly, when a person eats without holiness. We said when a person eats bigdusha, then it goes to the soul. When a person is eating not bigdusha, then it goes to the body. What do they get? Fat. They gain weight, or they more physical matter. Bechinas achilas eitz hadas, kigasus hu bechinas toisefes v'riboy v'yisroim. Because arrogance means a lot, extra, that kind of thing, excessive. K'moy shekosev, as the pasuk says, u'mishalim al yeser oisei gaiva. The pasuk in Tehillim where it says Hashem pays to those who have yeser. Yeser means additional. And that word is used together with gaiva. Ukemuva bepirush Rashi, as Rashi HaKodesh over there in Tehillim says, ki gasus hu bechinas riboy hayeshus. Because arrogance means a lot, too much physical. Too great. Person thinks he's greater than he really is. V'zeh b'chinas orla, and that's the concept of orla. Shai de'achilo kozeh nisrabe v'nitvasev choymer al choymer, that when a person eats without holiness, then what does the eating do? It adds more physical and more physical, another layer of physical and another layer of fat and ad shenase b'chinas orel mamish. To the point where the person becomes an orel. What is orel? Kemoi ha'orlo mamish shehi toisefes al b'sar kodesh. Rav Nosson says like the orlo on the bris. What is the orlo? It's an excessive piece of skin, of meat. It's an extra piece of physical matter that's unnecessary. Vehi choifefes al bris kodesh. It hovers over, it covers up the brisk, the holy bris, and stuffs it up, it blocks the bris kodesh. Kemoi kein mamish, al yedei achila kazu, so too, exactly in the same manner. When a person eats the wrong way, without being ashamed and embarrassed in the presence of Hashem, but rather he's eating with arrogance, Nizgadel choymer al choymer. He's also adding layers of fat to himself. Another layer of excess. Ad shenis orel, v'netam mamish. To the point where it becomes, it's like orla, like what the orla is to the bris. That's what his stomach becomes. Orla, excessive layers of junk. And it becomes stuffed up. His body becomes stuffed up. Al yedei hagasus, through the arrogance, shubchinas yeshus, which means I'm a somebody, I'm something, v'ribui v'toisefes, and through all the excesses, shaydeze shaycheach oisizbor, which is what causes the person to forget Hashem. V'alkein osur lanu le'echol ha'peiros b'sholosh ne'or l'kanal. And it's for this reason that we are not allowed to eat the fruit or the produce during those first 3 years. Ad hashana horavius, until the fourth year, she'oz maschil hisgalos hatoiv kiyadua. It's during the fourth year that the good starts showing itself. That we always say the klipa precedes the fruit, right? The husk precedes. So the first 3 years is klipa. During the fourth year is when the good is starting to come out, to show itself. Azai mutorim lechol aperos. Then we're permitted to eat the fruit. Aval adayin tzrichen tikun kedei levaro mebechinas achilas etzadas. But it still requires a special tikkun to separate the negative aspects of the Eitz Hadas that are still a little bit on that fruit, to separate them totally from the fruit. So that the eating should be achila d'kedusha, shehu al yedei busha, which is when a person has that holy type of shame and embarrassment, shezoichan al yodo l'shifsos kanal, through which we zoicha to humility. Now you'll understand why during that fourth year we specifically bring the produce to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim hi bechinas yira shalem. The Torah tells us that the city of Yerushalayim got its name from two words. Yira, Avram Avinu gave it the Yira, and Malki Tzedek gave it the name Shalem. Yira, Shalem. Bechinas Yore Boishes. The Tikkunei Zohar tells us that in the first word in the Torah, the word Bereshis, Beis Reish Aleph Shin Yutov, makes up the two words Yore Boishes. Fear and respect for Hashem that goes together with a feeling of shame and embarrassment in the presence of Hashem. Ki Yiro Hi Habusha Ki Yadua. Because Yira is synonymous with Busha, as is known. Rashi HaKodesh quotes the Gemara in Chumash, right after the Ten Commandments, right after Hashem gave the Jews the Ten Commandments, Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Jews, you know why Hashem did all of that stuff? The fireworks and the boom and the bam and all that. You know why? It's L'man Yitiye Yir Osoy Al Paneichem Levilti Techtoy. Levilti techto, so that you should have the fear of Hashem upon your faces, so that you will not sin. So the Gemara says, what means fear of Hashem on your face? The Gemara says, zu habusha. That is shame and embarrassment. When a person is ashamed in the presence of somebody else, that's a display of respect and awe. When we talk about children, ish imoy voviv tiro, that a child is required to respect the parent, to have yira for the parent. Where is that respect coming from? It's coming from a feeling that he gives me my clothes, he gives me my food, he gives me everything I have. Everything I have is his. Everything comes from him. So of course I respect him. Of course I am ashamed and embarrassed in his presence. Of course I can't spit at him. I can't speak brazenly to him. I can't speak disrespectfully to a parent. So we see that Yira and Busha go together. So if Yerushalayim is Yira Sholem, then Yerushalayim is the place on earth where a Jew can be Zeicha to this Yira, to this Busha of Kedusha. V'alkein, Shom b'Yerushalayim, Shom tzrichen l'haloyis ha'peres b'tchilas tikunam. This is why it's specifically there to Yerushalayim that we bring the produce when we're first starting to be misaken it, during the fourth year when it's first starting to become good. Kishom zoichen lo'ochlam bebechinas busha, because in Yerushalayim, a Jew can be zoiche to eat with this busha, with this right kind of, shezehu ikar hatikin shalahem, and that's the main tikkun of the food. Vishom zoichen lo'bechinas shiflus, and it's in Yerushalayim that we're zoicha to this humility, ki shom b'Yerushalayim shom habeis hamikdash, sheshom hu evin shesia, shehi hanekuda shel olam. In Yerushalayim, you have the beis hamikdash. In the beis hamikdash, you have the evin shesia, which is the origin of the world. That's the foundation of the entire world. V'zois ha'nekudo hibechinas ayin. And that nekuda in the Holy of Holies, when a person goes into the Holy of Holies of the Beis Hamikdash, what happens there? Ayin, nothingness, complete spirituality, hispashtus hagashmius. Just like the Shulchan Aruch says, that when a Jew, when the tzaddikim of previous generations, when they would daven Shmone Esrei, they would have complete hispashtus hagashmius. They would negate, there'd be no body, no eye. Rabbi Nizal says there are different levels of tefillah. There's a level of tefillah where a person is concentrating so well that even if there's 100 people in the room, he's able to block out all 99 of them. It's only me and Hashem. Then Rabbi Nizal says, that's one level. There's a higher level in that, where besides blocking out the other 99 people, he blocks out himself too. There is no me. There is no I. There is only Hashem. What do you mean? You're praying. I'm nothing. Hashem, it's Hashem's words. Hashem is giving me the words. Hashem is speaking through me. Tefillah is a form of Ruach HaKodesh. Hashem Sfosai Tifto. Hashem is giving me the words. So that was this holy of holy. That was what the Beis Hamikdash was all about. It says, Ki Beisi Beis Tefillah Yikor El Chamin, and especially the Holy of Holies. There was the ultimate, you know, spirituality. Shemishom Nimshach HaKoel Ki Yadua. That's the source from which everything in this world comes from. V'alkein Nekuda Zu Hi BeBeis Hamikdash. And this is why this Nekuda, this Evan Shasia, was in the Beis Hamikdash. Shehu bechinas moichin. The Beis Hamikdash is synonymous with brains. Kimavur b'maymanal. The Gemara says, Kol mi sheyesh bo ideya, kiilu nivne Beis Hamikdash b'yomav. A person who has real das, it's as if the Beis Hamikdash were built in that person's day. So the Beis Hamikdash represents das, moichin. Kal yidei ha-moichin shem bechinas b'yuri ha-toyro al yodom zoichin le-nekuda zu shem bechinas ayin kanal. Because as Rabbi Nizal says over in the Kutimran, through b'yurei ha-toyro, through a clarity of Torah that comes when a person has moichin, when a person's brain is really working properly, through that the person is zoiche to this busha, to this ayin, to this beetle, to this feeling that I'm nothing and Hashem is everything. V'alkein shom bebeis hamikdash sheBirushalayim shom ikar tikkun ha'achila dekdusha, and this is why in the Beis Hamikdash, in the city of Yerushalayim, that's where the eating can be at the highest level. She ikar tikkuna al yidei busha, because we said one of the main ingredients in good food is this busha. Kedei liskois al yidei achila sheochlim shom. So that a Jew can be zoche in Yerushalayim, in the Beis Hamikdash, by eating this the way we're describing here, the person can be zoche to eternal life, shiftless, ayin. Shehu bechinas ho'evan shesia. That was where that special rock was in the Beis Hamikdash. Shemishom hushtas ho'ilam. That from there, Hashem spread out the entire world. And this is also one of the psukim that Rabbi Nizal quotes over there in Likutei Moran. Sela yishkoin v'yisloinon mishom chofar oichel. Shapira shom Rabbi Nizal b'maim ranal. Rabbi Nizal over there in Torah in Beis in Likutei Moran explains this posuk. Posuk ze le'inyen bi'urei atoira ein shom. Rabbi Nizal shows that this posuk is referring to the be'er, refers to bi'urei atoira, explanations of Torah. Vezehu sela hu bechinas ho'evan shesia, k'moy shapirush Rashi shom. Rab Nosson Zal says now, this is why the pasuk there speaks about a rock. Which rock? The rock, the evan shesia. Ki bechinas evan shesia shu bechinas shiflus, bechinas ayin. This evan shesia, which represents the ultimate in humility, nothingness. Bechinazu zoichin alidei b'yurei ha-Torah kanal. A Jew can experience that through clarity in Torah. Shehim bechinas be'er. The Torah is called bi'urei ha-Torah, be'er. Sheze gamkein bechinas sela kanal. That's that rock that it speaks about over there. Ki kulo echad, it's all one. Ki ze toli boze, each of these things is dependent on each other. Ki shiflus bechinas evan shesia nimshach alidei b'yurei ha-Torah. For a Jew to be zecha to this kind of humility, it's dependent on the biurei haTorah. Shehem Bechinas Be'er V'Sela Kanal. The clarity of Torah is referred to as a Be'er, a well, or as a rock. The rock from which the Jews got water from when they were in the desert. She'ikar Tikkun Ho'achila Bo Mishon. And the main tikkun of our eating comes through this, these Be'uri HaTorah. Bechinas Mishom Chofar Oichel. From there, he dug out food. And Rambam says the word chofar means to dig. The word chofar also means shame. Lashon v'chofra halavona. The moon will be ashamed, embarrassed. Bechinas achila embusha. Talking about eating with this holy type of shame. Sheze ikar tikkun ha'achila. This is the main tikkun of our eating for a person to be zeicha to eat like this. Ayin shom heita b'maranal. Look carefully over there in Torah. Ayin beis in the Kutimran. V'doik heitev heitev, understand it very, very clearly. Paragraph A, the final paragraph. V'zeh b'chinas achilas Shabbos shehi yikora moed. Now we'll also understand why Rabbeinu Zal emphasizes throughout his Sforim many times that eating on Shabbos is very, very precious. Ki Shabbos hu bechinas busha u'tshuva, because Shabbos is this shame and tshuva. It's the same letters. The pasuk in the Torah that says to do tshuva says v'shavto ad Hashem lekecha, you will return to Hashem. Shavto is the letters Shabbos, and boishes is the letters Shabbos. V'alkein oz hu'achile hi b'gdusha gedoy l'moim. Shabbos is when a Jew can experience the highest level of recognition of Hashem, awareness of Hashem. And when a person has that awareness of Hashem, the person feels ashamed and embarrassed, and then the eating can be on the highest level of holiness. V'zoichan al yodo l'chaim nitzchim shalom haboa kanal. And therefore, through that kind of eating, a Jew is zoicha to eternal life, the life of olam haba. V'yalkein ikar oinig Shabbos hu achilo shel Shabbos. And this is why the main pleasure of Shabbos is the eating, the food on Shabbos. Ki b'Shabbos tzrichin daiko lecho. Because on Shabbos, during the week, eating less is better. The less, the better. On Shabbos, it's a mitzvah to eat. It's a mitzvah to be makbid, not to skip any meals. And even in the meal, not to skim, to make sure that the meal is a full 3-course, 6-course, 8-course, whatever is the norm for that person. Because by eating properly on Shabbos, a person zeicha to eternal life. Ki Shabbos hi bechinas olam haba. Because Shabbos is compared to eternal life, to olam haba. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, toyameho chaim zochu. Those who taste from the food of Shabbos will be zeicha to life. Which kind of life? Real life. Chaim nitzchim. Kamei shekosov shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. V'ideachila Shabbos nitvasev chaim. And by eating on Shabbos, it adds life to the person. Bechinas chaim amitim, true life. Chaim nitzchim shalom haba, the eternal life of the world to come. Bechinas shiflus kanal. This also, this humility that we spoke about earlier. V'hovein heitev. And understand what we're saying here very well. Baruch Hashem lo'olam, amen v'amen.